Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron. So we're here tonight. Today is Wednesday. This is our special program where we talk about different types of healings. And we'll see how everybody's doing out there. So you can connect with CLS Questions at Yahoo or go to the fast chat if you have a question. And let's just energize the light beam. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Scroll down a little ways here, and we're going to energize that for you. And I think we're going to bring in the non-gender light beams right now. Haven't had them for quite a while. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And on the call tonight, we had the frogs. They were the last water charging. So if you're on the call and you didn't hear me say that or I didn't say that, the frogs were there. So we'll just see how everybody's doing right now. And back to you, Carrie. We'll bring you on here. So you out there somewhere, Carrie?
I am. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everybody, to Creation Light Ship Healing here on BBSRadio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight, and it's Wednesday, the 2nd of October, 2013. So we're doing Q&A tonight, and as Ron mentioned, if you have any questions, you can either type them into the fast chat if they're real short, and if they're a little longer but not too long, send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we do have a bunch of questions, actually, Ron, already over in that email address. So I guess I'll just go straight over there, shall I? We've got somebody who's written in who is saying that they have been enjoying all your conference calls and radio shows for about a year now. And this gal has completed many clearings, she says, and she's doing timeline crashes mostly for health issues. And she says it's a little early to judge, but she says she's seeing improvements. And so she's got a question. She has a cancer recurrence that she's dealing with. So here's what she wants to know, Ron. She's listed a bunch of clearings here in the email, and she wants to know what she should do first. So apparently you've told her she has 8 death barcodes. Wait a minute. Now, does that mean you've done that clearing? I'm not sure. Maybe you've not, because this is the she's trying to find out which clearings are the most important. So death barcodes, she's got 8, apparently.
Okay.
She hasn't done her whole life emotional clearing yet. She's wondering if she...
Yeah, that one you want to do, definitely, yeah. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, do that one, when you can, because that one is where most of the stuff that you're dealing with in this lifetime is connected to. So you want to get rid of that. That's the foundation of your life. On how you're dealing with situations and things, you want to do that clearing first, okay?
Okay. So then she's wondering if she should do more timeline crashing. I'm assuming that you're timeline crashing cancer, excuse me. And then she's also asking about the prosperity jump start because she's having some financial issues. And then the other one is the body rejuvenation that she's asking about. So she used to be a nurse. That kind of jumps out at me here if you're talking about health issues. So there's the body rejuvenation clearing, you probably know, is part of the body jump start. And for, I think, just $50 more than that, body rejuvenation is you can get 5 clearings in the body jumpstart. So if you're dealing with a health issue, that would be what I would suggest after you've done your whole life emotional. So, Ron, what do you want to say about these?
Yeah, the body jumpstart is a very good one to do. Since you've been a nurse, I would suggest, since you've been around people who are not healthy, boy, you could have a lot of stuff maybe attached to you that people have given you, even though you may not, recognize that or even maybe understand that, but you may be dealing with their issues. Let's just go just slightly sideways. So at times our dear pets that we have, and most people have typically maybe a dog or a cat, and sometimes they can take on the energy that you're dealing with yourself to help heal you. Well, that could be the same thing for humans. So very possibly you have taken on energies from the people that you have touched or helped being a nurse, and now you're just seeing the end result, we'll say, of a culmination of these people's illnesses that you're dealing with. So I'm sure if that's the case, then, do you have any suggestions, Carrie?
The whole life entity clearing, if you've been a nurse, you've worked in a hospital where people are dying all the time, I'm sure you've been around cancer patients who've died, and you've probably had a lot of them hop into you. So that would be a biggie, I would think. And just a reminder for you and for everybody, when you buy these more expensive clearings, the whole life clearings, don't forget that you can then buy a second clearing, anything over $100 for half off. So let's say you did the whole life emotional clearing, you could then get the whole life entity clearing for half price. And then the other thing, Ron, would be, I would think, courting to people. When you think of how many people a nurse helps over their career, and there's going to be a lot of courts to people who've been ill.
You might look at your auric field protection. If you're still being a nurse, then you want to get that energy off of you. So you may want to do that all the time, and it all depends if you're retired or not, but if you're still seeing people, then, do something with your energetic bodies, shrink wrapping. I now increase my life force energy, and your auric field is a wonderful one to get cleaned off because you're probably taking on their stuff. So, boy.
And she's also saying that she's hoping to make it to the expo, Ron. So go in the light infusion chamber at the expo. That will help, too. And you can ask for a healing for cancer while you're in there also. What was the other thing I was just going to mention? Shoot, it slipped my mind. Well, maybe other people can type into the fast chat other suggestions of clearings, but I think courting to people and entities, this gal's 53, Ron, and she's been working in hospitals since she was 17, so that's got to be tons of entities and tons of recordings that might still be dragging you down. I'm sure they probably are. And let's see. She says she has the light being up constantly, and she keeps the laptop on during the night with the light being on, and she plays lots of radio, of the radio archives, too. So let me think. Is there anything else we can think of here? There's the alien attack page, and then there's the one that does the poisons and the carcasses and so forth. That poison one is probably a good idea. If with the carcasses and the waste products, that probably is a good idea, too, if you're dealing with a cancer. Let me think, what else? That body jumpstart package has so much stuff in it. Ron, maybe you can look at her and see how many of the magnetic twisted bodies are out of alignment. That's in that package.
Oh, boy. I'd say probably about 2/3 of them. So, yeah,
okay.
You want to do some clearing so that these energetic bodies can get fixed. So, The emotional one you probably want to do, definitely. Boy. I don't think what else we have on there that would deal with the body. You may have pain, maybe the pain body. I would guess that you may have anxiety, knowing that you have something that you probably shouldn't have, or maybe fear, something like that. Your empathic body might be completely clogged up because you are a nurse and dealing with people, and you probably got into that particular a job title, we'll say, to help people. So maybe you are kind of empathic. And maybe your sensory body, too, might need to have some energy work done. So, you know, you're there to help people, which means that somehow you, in a sense, have a calling to do that. And one of those bodies might be being used a lot to help people. So it could be completely overloaded. So you may want to look at those energies. And again, we'll ask people in the fast chat if they have any suggestions, you know, what to maybe do also. So back to you, Gary.
Okay, and Ron, can you just look and see if she still has 8 death barcodes on her? Because that's, if the cancer is coming back, then a death barcode is being gone through, and need to know how many to clear for that.
Well, that feels okay to me right now.
Meaning she's cleared them already, or meaning 8 is correct?
8 is correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Buddy is suggesting to clear the word cancer on the natal barcode clearing. And Janice is just reiterating, if you are in New York, to get in the light infusion chamber. Let's see. Buddy's also saying to do the energetic cord release conference calls. Maybe you can just talk about those real quick. We're on that call. That's on, let's see, is that Thursday or is that Tuesday? I never remember.
Yeah, the recording is Tuesday. So, yeah, you may want to get on that call. That'll take away people's energies that have corded you. So it's... also work in the past. So we start working on different body locations or situations that you may have. I do a few body locations, situations, and then from there I just let people decide what they want to have because everybody typically has their own issue. So, you know, you may want to get on that call to get released from energetic cordings. What you might do even is... find out what, as you've seen all these people, and you may have a certain mindset, which would probably be perfectly normal, that if, like if somebody has lung cancer, are they going to be living in 5 years, for instance? Okay, so right away, that could be maybe in your own mind, maybe, you know, a death warrant, you know? Whereas skin cancer may not be that big of a deal, you know, where something like that typically would be as far as like, you know, a lung cancer or brain cancer or something like that. So you may see what triggers you the most when you think about the people that you have seen living and then they no longer came into the hospital because they were no longer living. So you may want to look at that to see which one actually pushes your buttons the most, because that could be holding on to your situation of cancer, possibly. What you can do, too, is very possibly you could be getting situations in your crown chakra from aliens courting you to give you situations like that of maybe cancer or the thoughts of that or whatever. So when they do cord your crown chakra, they can do many things and come into your realm of experiences. And you could be running a program to have that too. Yeah, that's a possibility. So it's, I don't know, it's quite an interesting way to look at stuff. But see what you're in fear of the most. And that's what more than likely you want to maybe maybe do timeline crashes on and energetic cordings, and just see where your fear is. If you don't have any fear of it, you probably won't maybe get attached to it, or you won't maybe attract it because you're not drawing it to you because it's not in your reality. Like I mentioned, when it was 9/11, I had no energy at all on 9/11. All I thought was what I saw in the back of a police car with 9/11 on it. I never associated 9/11 with the towers falling. It was out of my reality. I don't want to sound too cold for the people back east because they may have seen that, but you know, it didn't pertain to me. So even though it was a physical thing that happened on that timeline, I may have been off the towers timeline completely, and I wasn't drawing all that energy of the towers falling and all the people's energy of their concern to me. I was not connected to it. Like I said, all I saw was like the back of a police car where they put the 9/11 on the back trunk to call in for assistance, you know. So you got to kind of look at where your fear is. Is that fear is possibly be coming to you on an energy, and do some timeline crashes on it. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'm just looking, Ron, at your free ones on the homepage here at creationlightship.com. If you go to the homepage and scroll down on the left in the menu bar there, you'll find sample healings, drop-down box. There's also the alien oxygen code removal, which if you're dealing with any health issues, that's always good to do so that you get, well, maybe you can explain that one, Ron, what that does for us with oxygen.
Yeah, we can do an oxygen clearing now. Let's do that here, everybody. So since you mentioned oxygen, here we go. We'll bring in number 57. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might even look at if it's, you might try some of that skin misting water, possibly. That may help your situation. Or just get some drinking water, you know, and do that process. Just an idea there. Any other ideas, Carrie, that might be of a low cost for her? She needs to have...
Well, Heal is pointing out that planets are coded to different parts of our body causing health issues. So the least expensive one to unhook us from planets would be the natal barcode clearing. And then there's, of course, the planets, vortexes. What is that one called? Stars, vortexes, and planets or something. That's way more of an extensive clearing. But if you just want to get if you haven't done the natal barcode yet, that probably would be worthwhile. But if on a budget, I guess I would start with the emotional clearing, whole life emotional clearing. And because of your profession, I would do the entity clearing after that. And then go from there, depending on your budget. But the body jump start, I'll just read out real quick what's in that. I imagine if you've been listening for a year, you know this already. But just for anybody else who might not, that's got the mind of the body clearing, which Ron, you describe as our internal healer. And then the infection body, these are both whole life clearings. included in the bundle, the magnetic and twisted body alignment. And so Ron is saying that you have about two-thirds of your body, your invisible bodies, your 108 bodies out of alignment. So that would be, you know, if you're trying to heal something, that's really important to get those back lined up. The blood and circulatory system clearing is in there, which does lymph and blood. It's a really nice clearing. And then the body system rejuvenation clearing, which is an enormous clearing just on its own, and that's one of the ones you mentioned on your list in the email. And most of these also have a custom box. So when you have a specific condition or disease or illness or whatever that you know that you're trying to clear and to heal, you can put that in the custom box and just, you know, put the timer to the max and just run it and run it and run it and put up multiple windows. So this package is wonderful if you can do that. But I guess, Ron, you're saying the whole life emotional clearing is the place to start.
Yeah, that's what I would start off with. And then maybe also look at if anybody out there is trying to energetically cord you, maybe from your job or something, relationships, whatever, and maybe they're bringing in energies too. So you might just look at that. Maybe a soul family disconnection that we have online, which works for situations, could help. You might also look at, since you were a nurse, maybe you were in really good health and you're working with people that weren't and they kind of envied you. And so that maybe they attacked your body because you were very vital and healthy looking and they weren't, so they wanted to take your energy and bring it to them to help heal them. That's kind of what I started off with in the conversation tonight on the show, was that possibly, you know, people are connecting to you like we do with the animals. The animals try to help us out as animals to heal us. So maybe the people are trying to get you because you look so vital and healthy and you know, maybe beautiful or whatever, you know. And they wanted to have that from you since you were so youthful at 17 on up to when you stopped working. And very possibly, by doing so, they gave you your problem. They wanted you to fix them because they were envious of the way you looked and maybe the way you helped them. And everybody listening could probably think of somebody in their life where maybe you weren't doing too well in some area, and somebody came to your assistance or aid and helped you, and instantly you can think of that person. And, you know, that means that you're courting them when you think of them. You know, I'm sure that most people could probably think about their mother. You know, myself, all that's basically erased for me. It's been so long ago of childhood and actually just growing up. Like most of my life is erased here. But if you look at a mother with a young child falls down, maybe they stun their knee, bleeding, and the mother wipes it off and kisses it, and right away, your mother is your savior, right? So you can think of that same situation, you know, because your mother helped you. And right away, when you think about somebody who was very kind to you to help you out, maybe you're thinking of your mother helping you out in a situation, or your father. Right away, you cord them. So those cords are still there. And that's kind of the way it can go, and it can bring back the cords. If it's somebody that you really liked and they're no longer living, that can bring back the sadness, because if that emotional body, that person isn't released, now all of a sudden you have all that sadness of that emotional body grieving because it's not in your life and you just activated it. Has a program, and it'll bring back all those memories and stuff. And an emotional body will have the sadness inside of it. So another way of looking at you know, why we don't heal and situations. And like I said, cording is probably the worst thing on the planet here. everything gets corded. Everything is connected to everything through cordings. That's what you don't want to have. I guess so. Back to you, Gary.
Okay, yeah, and I'm just remembering, you've done a few shows, and I don't know what the dates are, so if anybody else who is listening knows when these archives are, you've done a few really interesting shows on loving your cancer to death, and if anybody knows those dates and can type them into the fast chat, that would be great. Or you can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com if you remember after the show tonight, and I'll forward those on to this lady who's dealing with this. So you've talked about that a few times, Ron, about loving your whatever to death, those have been really interesting shows. So hopefully somebody knows when those archives are. Okay, so hopefully that's of help. Anyone else have any other ideas, please do type them into the fast chat. So we have a request, Ron, for a clearing for a bladder infection. We're having health night.
Okay, so the first thing would be looking at different ways to work this bladder infection, okay? So typically, you got a pain body, so that's probably painful. Otherwise, you wouldn't know that you had a bladder infection. I'm assuming that anyway, okay? Mm-hmm. The next thing would be, from there, do you have energetic cordings there? Are people cording you on your bladder? Do they know about your situation? And or does somebody happen to cord you to give you the bladder infection? And the next one would be, is it alien critters in there causing your bladder infection? And then, what's inside? After you have the infection, okay, and you have the infection, what kind of fluid is in there, okay, that wants to get out of you? So, and what's the energy on that fluid? Okay. So typically, if you have a bladder infection, is the fluid having a problem? Right.
Mm.
You know, is it a regular fluid, but your bladder is hurting on the outside, or something inside, but the fluid inside of you is defunct, you know, not doing good, and is that causing more of the infection to resurface? So. Let's first look at alien critters. Let's release some alien critters here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. And hopefully everybody's bladder's feeling better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's take the fluid that you may have in there. Maybe it's all poison, and it's poisoning you, and you're feeling the effects of the poison coming out of your body, maybe. Maybe your kidneys are dumping in infection into your bladder, so you have a bladder infection. I'm just kind of talking about this to see what rings true here. Maybe it all rings true. So here we go. See if we can neutralize those poisons. Toxins, whatever you want to call it. 1, 2, geez. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's do I don't know, some people will say that, you know, that you're pissed off and you get a bladder infection. So I don't know. Well, let's work on that.
Anger, I got that.
Okay? So here we go. If anybody has to go pee now, maybe you have one of those issues, okay? Wait, here we go. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now that you have the situation here, and it's probably not under your control, but entities are controlling it, so you may have a lot of entities hopping on board because they're now dealing with their issue in you. So they like having that problem, giving you the problem too, taking your energy. So one, getting rid of entities, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might want to do a fear clearing. If your emotions are drawing a fear to you because you have it, you know. So it's a situation that you really can't get out of in the next minute or two, typically, okay, because, you know, your future is bringing that to you continuously. That's where the timeline crashes work so well. But you may have fear like, oh, man, am I going to have that in an hour from now? Or tomorrow when I wake up, am I going to have this issue? So that could be more like fear, anxiety. So let's just take away some of the fear. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So,
and water charging, Ron, would be good. Hop on the website, and for a dollar, you can charge water. And since it's your bladder, that's obviously going to get flushed out by water, so you could charge some water to help flush out your bladder.
Yep.
Okay. Well, hopefully that helped. Thanks for all those different samples there, Ron. Let's see. And Healy's mentioning the online version of the Light Infusion Chamber. We were talking about that in relation to the last questioner's email, who was going to be going to the expo in New York. But Healy's saying, you know, mini version of Light In Chamber, you can have that in your home through the website. And she's saying it's so versatile and the sky is the limit to what I have cleared with it. So thanks for reminding us all about that. So Marcy, I guess, regarding the bladder, and this could apply to anything, is wondering about what about clearing implants in that area. And we can do that through the Alien Attack page. So do you want to just mention a little bit about implants, Ron, and how they can affect our health potentially?
Yeah, let's just do a sample here for everybody. Sometimes, the words, you know, probably mean a lot when I talk about it, but let me just do an experience for everybody. So, I'm saying that most people have maybe an implant or two, maybe in your bladder or someplace along that area. So here we go. Again, your backside or something. on the kidneys or the bladder. Here we go. So releasing some implants. I'll do a couple of these for you. We'll just pick one on your left side of kidneys. That could also, you know, affect your bladder. So here we go. Left side, releasing the implant. And just working with it right now. Oh, boy. Okay, that one's released. And right side, let's see if your body jerks or twitches or feel a little sensation there. So work on the right side now. And I'm going to release that. There we go. That one's released. There's a couple of implants that you may have had. Remember, we have a lot of implants in us that we don't know anything about. And not knowing what they're about cause problems. So here we go. Let's bring in some spirit infusion. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So I just want to remind everybody, we've talked about a lot of different clearings tonight, and when you do them on the website, don't forget to put them over into the Earth Transport clearing. And Cindy, maybe you can type in the codes for that for everybody if you get a minute. I know you've been typing a lot of stuff. For the samples that Ron does on the shows or on any of the calls that we're on with Ron, the Sunday intensives or the weekday calls, you don't need to type those into the Earth Transport clearing. Oh, you've already typed it in. Okay, sorry. But anything online that we do without being directly in contact with Ron, we need to type into that Earth Transport clearing, and it is free.
Oh, I got something here.
Okay.
A lot of people talk about as you're getting older, you start falling apart, okay? So you may or may not relate to this here. It depends how old you are. You know? So anyway, you may have that scenario. You know, oh, shit, I got a bladder infection now. What's next? You know what I mean? What's lurking around the corner gonna get me? Some people think that way, and it could be even possible. So let's take away that. Here we go. So if you have that situation to where you think you're getting old and you feel that something could come upon you for being old, let's take that away. Here we go. So we're going to drop you back, if we can, in your mindset. Hopefully you were well 5 years ago. And maybe not, you didn't have a bladder infection 5 years ago. I'm hoping that this will work. I wouldn't want to bring somebody into a situation, though, that they got rid of. So, boy, I don't know if I should do that.
Well, maybe we can pick a time when we know we were okay.
That sounds good. So pick that time, everybody. Maybe before you're born. No.
Wrong.
Okay, here we go. So I'm going to bring you back to that time of your wellness, wholeness. No aches or pains or whatever. So here we go. One, remember, it's very hard, maybe even next to impossible, if you have a condition and you can't see your way out of it, okay? Because you keep digging yourself further into that hole and your body does not know what wellness is. And so you start to give up and so does your mind to your body. You need to get a spot to where you feel better. And then you can use that for your reference point of being okay. And then you may get rid of the situation. And if you can't get rid of the situation, then it's like a death sentence on you. And it keeps getting stronger. And you wake up every day with this problem or condition. And you worry yourself to death on it. So here we go. Take your time of wellness. Here we go. Bring you back to that time, state of mind, we'll call it. Go back to that DNA. So one, this is that timeline that you're on when you were well, okay? One, two, three, four, five.
Wow.
Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see if that helps you. If it does help you right now, then you know that you more than likely need to look at the timelines from that point in time to current to see how many corrupted timelines you're on to bring you to the situation that you're living in right now. They're all like little jump points. And it doesn't take much, you know, they're very subtle. And then all of a sudden, you end up where you are, miles on down the road, wondering why you have something. So, you may start to do a lot of timeline crashes on that. So back to you, Carrie. Lots, maybe thousands, okay?
So what would we type into the
situation
the
that you have right now? So everybody has a situation, you know, fear of getting old. Maybe you get up in the morning and your back hurts or something, you know, whatever you're dealing with. Maybe you have a knee problem. You didn't have a knee problem, you know, when you were in high school or something. And, you know, that may have been, say, 40 years ago or 50, 60, you know. And so find out when you had good knees. And go back to that point and go forward maybe year by year. And do a bunch of timeline crashes. Maybe do 1,000 timeline crashes per year so that you're not copying and pasting this little small injury or situation on yourself. Remember, they were additive. So you get one year and you get another one, and they're just really subtle. And then right now you're dealing with, you know, the whole backpack of stuff with maybe a knee injury. Okay? So go back to when you were whole and then come forward in time and do some timeline crashes on it. I shouldn't say some. It all depends what you have in your condition. You know, if you feel like, I have a lot of stuff happening in my life right now with this one thing, then go back to when you're well and, you know, do a month of timeline crashes. Keep on it all the time. As much as you can, you know, put 3 hours in a day. And you can go down to 5 minutes, I believe, on a timeline crash. And if your body can take it, you want to go to 1 minute, but I don't know if you're going to be able to take and be able to do a 1 minute timeline crash. You know, you may think you can do it, and tomorrow when you wake up or something, you feel, boy, I'm drained completely. Well, that's because your body's healing. But you can go from, I think we have it set for 15 minutes, you can go down to 5. A lot of people have been able to do that easily. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and just a reminder on that, if you're, you know, you have to leave the house and be gone for hours during the day to go to a job or whatever, you can still leave it running with a photo of yourself. So you can get lots of crashing during the day, and depending on how your body is handling it, you can run more than one window also. So that's a way to get through a few more, but if you are getting exhausted, just back off a little bit until it's not affecting you that way. Okay.
Don't forget to do the space-time crashes, too, every once in a while.
Yep.
You could be lost in space out there, and the part that's healed isn't coming back to you because you're lost in space. An entity is going to attach themselves to you when you're not here. So kind of remember, you want to be here. That's why you want to do that space-time crash.
Yep. Okay. All right. So we have another question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And this is from a fellow who is having trouble with somebody who keeps sitting next to them at work that he cannot get away from. And he says he's fought hard with management to not have this person placed near him. And now they're sitting right next to him. And he gets a heat burning type of feeling when this other person is sitting next to him. He's done timeline crashes on it. He's done the alien attack page clearing, and he shrink wraps his auric field around it, but it's still happening when this guy sits next to his desk. So he's just wondering, Ron, if you can take a peek and let him know what it might be that he needs to do.
Well, what do you think, Carrie?
Well, what about the psychic billboard? Would that help, do you think? Do you think there's anything on his psychic billboard that's attracting this guy or gal to sit next to him? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that could probably be it. Maybe the person likes his energy and wants to court him. Maybe the alien inside of him, if he has one, wants to steal his energy. Boy.
Heat.
I don't know. I would
heat
probably
burning
do,
feeling.
Maybe, why don't you do something with a grid line separation or something? See if you can release them from your grid line, from your territory. Do a space clearing.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, the space clearing, that's a good idea. I think it's called location. That's the first word that you would need to type in, location. Location, space clearing.
Maybe the person has some evil energies in them, entities or something. So the person somehow could be being used, the body could be being used to want to take your energies from you. So that's a pretty difficult one.
You're kind of fading in and out, Ron. I don't know if you're moving your head a lot, just so you know.
I'll get a little closer to the phone here.
Okay, that's good.
Figure out some way to take your energy. Yeah, I'll do the shrink wrap and space clearing. That might work out pretty well, I think. And if not, figure out what the person doesn't like, if you could figure that out and maybe do something like that to get them to move, you know. There could be different situations, or maybe he doesn't like something that, maybe there's some button that you could push in him to get him to leave. That's kind of what I'm saying. It may sound a little weird, but that could be a possibility, you know. But if the person likes you a lot, so they're coming into your field, so find out what your field is saying about him and get him out or released from you, because your energy field is bringing him back to you. But I'd probably do, like I said, the location, space clearing, and maybe get rid of the entities in him. So.
I guess if we didn't have to be around a lot of other people that might be okay to be around, we could put something repellent on our billboard, but maybe this guy could put something on like, I'm a horrible person, get away from me or something, and then when he gets home, change it to what he really thinks about himself. But I guess then everybody you encounter would be reading that. I don't know. I'm trying to think about how to use the billboard. It's kind of tricky.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
We'll find out what their billboard is saying. And I'll check that out and see what they're saying on their billboard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Okay. So we've talked a lot about courting tonight, and we have a question. about this, which goes, since our minds won't stop thinking, and therefore we're constantly courting, and to be here, of course, we have to think to operate in the world. Is there anything we can think about that will not be corded, not create cords or not cord things to us? Anything we can think about that won't have a cording effect?
I don't think water can cord you. Everything else here probably could cord. I don't think water could cord. Trees may be able to, but I don't think cords come from water. That's why you use water to purify things.
So how are you saying to use that? So we should think about water? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you might rinse yourself off with water, which could release some cords, okay? Because if you get into the mindset of water, and I'm going a little sideways here, but if you become water, then water goes everywhere. You spill water, you know, you don't know where it's going. It's going to go everywhere, typically. And it goes everywhere, and it can go into everything. But it doesn't really, you know, I'm not right at this exactly, but it doesn't really affect that much because it's just water. And then it dries out, and it leaves whatever, unless it's a pitcher or something, but it'll leave everything else, basically, okay. If you spill water maybe on, you know, let's say on your, I can't really give an example. We'll just say your floor. You know, when it dries out, it probably won't even be noticed, you know?
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. Okie dokie. All right, I'm just trying to find. There's some really long questions in here that I haven't been able to read fully. So I'm trying to find something short to read. We've got about 3 minutes left on the show, Ron. Maybe you want to give out the dates for the October intensive. So I think that's up on the website now while I find the next question. Are you ready to give those out?
Our call. And then we start the eight-hour calls on Sunday again. Just starting them a week early because of the expo in New York here coming up. So I'll be there at the expo. It'll be date-wise this month on the Friday, which will be the 25th, 26th, and 27th. So if you're back east in that area, block from Penn Station, New Yorker Hotel, by all means, come and see me. It'd be nice to see you. So, I guess that.
And you'll have the light infusion chamber with you.
That's right. We'll have that up, yes.
And do you have a talk every day, Ron?
Yes, I think I have the 8 o'clock lecture. And I can't recall the Saturday, what times they are, but I have. I think it's 3 o'clock, possibly on maybe 1 or 3 on Saturday, and I think about 3 on Sunday. I have a workshop, so Money Magnet workshop.
Yep. Okay, great. And so the dates for them. Just pulling up the calendar. The dates for the intensives this month start this coming weekend. So it's the 5th for the Saturday, and the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th for the 3 Sundays. So you can sign up for those anytime you want through the website, where you're also going to find all the other online clearings that we've mentioned tonight. And Ron's website, if you're not familiar with it, is creationlightship.com. So let's see. Well, gosh, we've only got 1 minute. There isn't really a question that gives a short answer. So let me... Gosh, this is a really complicated one. Ron, I'm not sure what to read to you right now. So let's see. We've got some stuff on the fast chat about cords. We've got a few suggestions. Maybe you can just comment on this. RD is saying about cords that going into the salt water of the ocean to cut cords can help. Would you have any comment on that?
I don't know if I would cord the planet. Maybe the water could possibly help. I'm thinking that you're going into the water physically, okay?
Yeah.
Projecting energy there. No.
But would that be a good place to cut cords? From you if you're standing in the ocean?
I don't know if it'd make any difference or not. You know.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I would just try to get into water, like even a bathtub, if you have a bathtub or even a shower, and let the water purify you. Looks like our call, or not our call, but the show is coming to an end here.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. So let's do the mind to heart drop for everybody. This you should be doing yourself, and you have to command your spirit. You want to do this out loud. The reason why you do it out loud, because out loud you're in the physical, means you're in the now. When you're in your head, you could be anywhere. Remember, that's where you have your dreams and your visions and your thoughts. So then you're in the mind energy. That's not source energy. Source energy didn't make mind energy. That's why you want to say it out loud. So here we go. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So you want to command your spirit. Just say, tell your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, connect to them, and drop them into your heart. It's that simple. And I count from 10 to 1 only because people like to feel the energy dropping down. You could probably do it if you count 1 to 2. You know, it's up to you. But I've heard people count to 5 to save some time. I do it for 10 only because you actually feel it. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, so there you go. That's the mind to heart drop. And tell all your friends to do it too. Especially if they get anxious or upset about something. Just tell them to try this exercise and it may calm them right out, and they'll feel much better instantly. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. And tomorrow we have our conference call, 5:30 Pacific, and we deal with the alien critters that are lingering, in you. We call that replicas, phone replicas. So we get rid of those, along with doing the other thing, which is bringing you back here. But basically, we just only have the call to bring you back here, but we do get rid of alien critters along the way that we don't talk about. So that call is on Thursdays. We have another BBS show on Saturday or Friday and Saturday on Station 2, same time as this program here. And it's just 7 o'clock Pacific, and that's 10 o'clock Eastern. So good night, everybody. Blessings. And if you got on late, the last water today that we did for water charging was the frogs. So thank you. Thank you, Carrie. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.